Hence, under the sponsorship of the Cosmocratic Government of North America, the Galactic Council and its arm, the Galactic Patrol, came into their own. At the end of R.K. Kinnison's term of office, at which time he resumed his interrupted duties as Port Admiral of the Patrol, there were 100 planets adherent to civilization. In 10 years, there were 1,000. In 100 years, 1,000,000. And it is sufficient characterization of the light but effective rule of the Galactic Council to say that in all the long history of civilization, no planet whose peoples have ever voted to adhere to civilization has ever withdrawn from it. Time went on. The prodigiously long bloodlines so carefully manipulated by Mentor of Aresia neared culmination. Lensman Kimball Kinnison was graduated number 1 of his class. As a matter of fact, although he did not know it, he was number 1 of his time. And his female counterpart in complement, Clarissa McDougal of the red bronze auburn hair and the gold-flecked tawny eyes, was a nurse in the patrol's immense hospital at Prime Base. Shortly after graduation, Kinnison was called to Prime Base by Port Admiral Haynes. Space piracy had become an organized force, and, under the leadership of someone or something known as Boscone, had risen to such heights of power as to threaten seriously the Galactic Patrol itself. In one respect, Bosconia was ahead of the Patrol, its scientists having developed a source of power vastly greater than any known to galactic civilization. It had fighting ships of a new and extraordinary type, from which even convoyed shipping was no longer safe. Being faster than the Patrol's fastest cruisers, and yet more heavily armed than its heaviest battleships, they had been doing practically as they pleased throughout space. For one particular purpose, the engineers of the Patrol had designed and built one ship, the Britannia. She was the fastest thing in space, but for offensive armament she had only one weapon, the Q-gun. Kinnison was put in command of this vessel, with orders to 1. Capture a Bosconian war vessel of late model, 2. Learn her secrets of power, and 3. Transmit the information to Prime Base. He found and took such a warship. Sergeant Peter Van Buskirk led the storming party of Valerians, men of human ancestry but of extraordinary size, strength, and agility, because of the enormous gravitation of the planet Valeria, in wiping out those of the pirate crew not killed in the battle between the two vessels. The Britannia's scientists secured the desired data. It could not be transmitted to Prime Base, however, as the pirates were blanketing all channels of communication.